What's up, everyone? I'm about to record some content for a new program. It's a hybrid program. I think it's most conducive for any in-season training program. It's conducive for the parents who may not have the time because of schedules, of the gas money it takes, whatever the case may be. It's a conducive for parents. It helps them out. It helps the kids out to take accountability in their own training. And it helps the trainer who may not be able to train because of the particular season, or somebody or a trainer who just does not want to be in the gym all day, every day, which may sound rare. But this training industry is so flexible, so nimble, and some people have their own doxologies of how things are supposed to go. And I'm realizing that it's whatever you want. Now, I've seen trainers on different levels. I've seen trainers who train a few hours a day that have a few clientele, that maximize that clientele. They do really well. They're really, really not well off, but they're not hurting, I should say. I see trainers who make it their full-time income and take care of their families and provide a living for their families because of training. And I've also seen the guys who are just crushing it, who are building different businesses across the nation, across the world, who are expanding, and it's not always the ones who have the hugest social media following. But that does help a lot. I've also seen the guys, I've heard of the guys and talked to the guys on some of these podcasts who have had marriages that have ended in divorce because of this training ambition and being in the gym all day. And that's not being the sole reason, but it definitely has something to do with it, had something to do with the split. But at the same time, I've seen, again, like I said, families taking care of off of training. So it just leads me to think, and there's so many ideas and things jumbling around, but I've been hit with three different opportunities to go under another brand, to partner, and I'm learning that it's forcing me to ask some, really is a weird way of saying ask, it's forcing me to ask some questions that I need to answer and dig deeply to think about. So as I've been thinking, I'm asking you, what do you want with this training industry? What's your ambition? Because certain things may hit the fan. Certain things may not always be what they are. Like, I used to want to be the trainer that had a lot of social media following and wanted to compete against those guys, but then realizing some guys train NBA players, don't get paid for it, don't know where their income is coming from, which is, if that's something that they're happy about, cool. I'm not bashing anybody, but that's not what I wanted and didn't realize what was happening. So question for you is, what do you really want? Do the followers matter? Does the social media status matter? Does the amount of kids that you help matter? What do you want? I'm still trying to figure that answer out myself, but just wanted to ask you that before I started recording this content. Hope you are getting some kind of value from these episodes, and go to the group. Maybe we can carry on the conversation. Catch you guys on the next episode.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.